One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining, and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Well, Jesus didn't say, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. He said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Now you say, what's the difference between the two? I'll tell you. To set you free means you're bound. You're in chains. Or you're in prison. Legally or illegally. Now, you were set free. Not when you knew the truth. You were set free when Jesus died for you. That is the beginning. You haven't heard anything yet. Just listen. You were set free when Jesus died for you. Now, let me skip a portion of this thing and move to the next part. Then before I come back and pick you up, all right? Now, you were set free when Jesus died for you. Not when you knew the truth. When a man paid the price, you were set free. Now, whether or not you knew, you were still free. When the Emancipation Proclamation was made many years ago, you remember William Wilberforce? All right, slave trade? Great. When that Emancipation Proclamation was made, over in the West, there were still many slaves that didn't get to know about that proclamation. So they were still being held. But they were free. They had been legally declared free men. Now, here's another thing. A scientist did an experiment with an insect. He put an insect in a tube and then covered it. And that insect all the time was trying to escape and would jump and hit the lid and fall back and jump again and hit it and fall back. And then after a while, when the scientist noticed that the insect had become accustomed to hitting that thing and falling back, he took it off. He removed the cover. You know what the insect kept doing? Jumping and coming back. Jumping and coming back. As far as he was concerned, if that thing was there yesterday, it's still there today. And then he said, that's what the devil does with many Christians. See, to be made free, you make yourself free. The prison door is open. You say, no, nobody goes out there. They'll kill you. Don't try. Hey, come out. I'm not coming out. Leave me here in the prison house. I'm okay. I've been here 5 years already. Hello, read this paper. It says you're free. No. Somebody told me that last week. I almost tried it. I almost died. Has it been set free? Yes. But has it been made free? No. So, but if he takes that document, he says, that's my name right there. Boy, I'm a free man. Ah, he doesn't need anybody to walk him out. He can walk out the doors. That's the way you walk out of your sickness. That's the way you walk out of your disease. That's the way you walk out of your fears. That's the way you walk out of poverty. That's the way you walk out of failure. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise God. Wow. You still there? All right, let's take some more. You know God loves us. You believe He loves you? You sure? Somebody told you. Have you ever experienced the love of God? You know, sometimes we all feel something. Somebody said, oh Lord, just let me know you really love me. Woo-hoo. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friend. You don't know that God loves you because you failed something. Come on. It couldn't be greater than when He gave His Son Jesus. That's proof enough. He already proved His love. Somebody said, Lord, just perform this miracle so I know you really, really, really love me. That's a slap on the face of God. He already did for you the best that heaven could offer. Gave His Son. Doesn't that mean anything to you? It doesn't mean anything to you? Don't you know who Jesus is? John chapter 3 verse 16. You all know it. For God. Come on, give it to me. For God. No. Does it say, for God loved the world? For God so loved. So loved that He gave. He gave His Son not because He just wanted to save us, but because He so loved us. And it's got to become personal to you. Until it becomes personal to you, you cannot act on it. Now, let me show you something. Go back to that Ephesians chapter 3, where we're reading, verse 19. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 19. And to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. Was that full stop? Full stop? What does it say? That He might. In other words, your experiential knowledge of the love of Christ. What do you mean experiential knowledge? It's not a feeling. It's a revelation. You see, it's participating in the divine revelation. When you come to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, human knowledge, mental knowledge. He says, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now the word fullness of God there, he's referring to a full capacity load. When the ship is loaded and you calculate for the sailors, for all the containers, everything on the ship, and then you write it and say, this is the full load. You said the ship has its full capacity. No more space for anything else. That's the term used here in the Greek language. To become filled with the full load of God. The full load of God. King James uses a well-stressed word. He says, with the fullness of God. Now, who is he talking about? Look at it. It's either the man knows what he's talking about or he's insane. Come on, you have to agree with one of them. Look at it. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Nothing left out. To be filled with the fullness of God. That's God's dream for the believer. The man in Christ has to become filled with the fullness of God. When you are filled with the fullness of God, where does sickness come from? Where will disease find its root in your body? Where will discouragement come from? Somebody says, I'm so discouraged. Discouraged from what? The very thing that God required from Joshua in the Old Testament. He said, be strong and very courageous. He said, be not dismayed. Why did he say that? Why did he say that? Because of what you will see. Don't be dismayed. Neither be thou afraid. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. That's not a promise. Jesus said, lo, I am with you. He didn't say, I will be with you. I will be with you is a promise. I am with you is a statement of fact. It's a present hour reality. I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. I'm not alone. Jesus is with me. Oh, you know, somebody said, well, Pastor Chris, you must have really paid a lot of price for this kind of thing. When you're going for a meeting, how do you prepare? How does the presence of God come? How? Somebody said, well, I pray, oh God, if your presence doesn't go with me, don't send me. Are you Moses? Don't you know who you are? Do you know the difference between... You know, a lot of Christians are living the Old Testament life in New Testament times. Moses was in the presence of God. And he had the doxar of God, the glory of God rub off on him. When God spoke his words, as he gave the commandments, and Moses was listening to God, the word of God came as he meditated on the word, his outward figure was changed. Moses was listening until the light of God came on Moses. Then God said, go to your people now and give them the word. And Moses stepped down the mountain. When the people saw Moses, his face was beaming with the glory of God. They began to run backwards. Oh, no, no, no. And Moses, what's the matter? The Bible says, Moses did not know that the light of God was on his face. In other words, he didn't feel anything. He didn't see anything. But those who were looking at him saw the glory of God on his face. And they began to run away. And Moses, come back. They said, no, look at your face, Moses. Look at your face, Moses. We can't stand it. Then Moses, all right. And he got a veil and covered his face.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org. For an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life? And who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demulegun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. But we have it inside. The glory that Moses had on his face, we don't carry it on the outside. We carry it on the inside 24 hours a day. Hallelujah. When I walk to sick people, a lot of times in the healing school, you know, there's the blind and there's the deaf, there's the paralytic, all kinds of sicknesses, all types, I'm telling you. Sometimes there are growths so large, bigger than the tummy, the whole, you understand what I'm talking about? I've seen growths, tremendous, evil. And then I come close like this, with what I call the spirit of dominion. Are you hearing me? And I say, are you ready to be healed? That's all. Say, are you ready? Jesus said to a man, will thou be made whole? Do you want to get well? We have the spirit of dominion. There's something about us, brothers and sisters. We are not ordinary men. We are new creations. We are not, listen, we are not a continuation of Adam in the garden. And somebody said, oh, the Christian has been restored to what Adam was before the fall. Let me tell you the difference. The Bible says the first Adam was a living being, a living soul. The second and last Adam is the Lord from heaven. We were not born after the first Adam. We were born after the second Adam. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody, I'm not ordinary. Tell someone on the other side, I'm not ordinary. Hallelujah. Sit down, I'm not through yet. Glory to God. I know who I am. Oh, glory. I said, glory. No wonder he said, being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Do you know what that means? He says, not of destructible sperm. Not of corruptible seed. Not of destructible. But of indestructible. He says, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Brothers and sisters, what you need in your life is to firmly hold the word of God. You understand? This is for real. He's not kidding. This is real. Why was Jesus so different? He said, I and my Father are one. But you know, that's exactly what we ought to be able to say. You know some people, listen, you listen to me now. Listen. Oh dear. You know, sometimes, some people like it when we pray for the sick. And then we say, I'm not the healer. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Not me. That sounds very humble. in human eyes and human ears. It's ignorance in the kingdom of God. The Bible says the things that are so well received and praised among men are abomination to God. Humility is not when you talk. Humility is the state of your heart. What did Jesus say to us? Let's be frank and sincere with ourselves. Did Jesus say, disciples, when you meet the sick, ask me to heal them, it's my power. Pray that I might heal them. He never said that. He said, as you go. He said, you. He said, heal the sick. Who did it? You. He said, you. Heal the sick. Listen, when he said, you shall receive power, he said, inherent power. The power of the Holy Ghost is not coming from heaven anymore. The power of the Holy Ghost is here and comes inside you to reside in you. I tell you something. There's already a change in the realm of the spirit. The ignorance of yesteryears is being destroyed by the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. We have a generation rising up that's not afraid to say who they are. Hallelujah. Sometimes I say to the sick, in the name of Jesus, I take away your pains. Now, when I say that, you would say, oh yes, but he said the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's okay. What is wrong with you? Now, if I went there and I said, I take away your pains, you'd say, did you notice he didn't use the name of Jesus? Did you notice? Look at, see, I would to God that you would understand that Jesus, listen, the word of God is not expecting us to say, I enter the car in the name of Jesus. I drive in the name of Jesus. I come out of the car in the name of Jesus. I lie down to sleep in the name of Jesus. I eat my food in the name of Jesus. I drink in the name. He says to live your life, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it in the name of Jesus. So he doesn't mean when you meet someone say, good morning in the name of Jesus. You are to function in the name of Jesus. Not just when you mention it. At Lystra, when Paul ministered to that man I told you about in Acts chapter 14, he didn't pray. He said, man, stand up on your feet. That's all he said. He didn't say in the name of Jesus. Why? Because he was already preaching the name of Jesus. What do you mean by the gospel? Brother, I function 24 hours a day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That's what I mean by learning the word of God beyond semantics. Seeing Jesus beyond the written pages. Are you hearing me? Not this religious thing we try to get ourselves into. Good morning in Jesus' name. Welcome in Jesus' name. Sit down in Jesus' name. Now, just because you say in Jesus' name 10,000 times a day doesn't mean that you are even living in Jesus' name. Is your life bringing glory to the Son of God? Tell somebody, I'm warming up. Say it again, I'm warming up. Let me tell you something. There's some of you Christians, you have never led somebody to Christ all your life. Since you've been born again, you've never actually led someone to Christ. You cannot say, I led so and so to Christ. There's a difference between inviting someone to church and leading someone to Christ. Now, you lead someone to Christ and also invite to church. All right? But not to be able to lead someone to Christ. I'm looking at some of you now. You've never led someone to Christ. You've been born again 25 years. You didn't lead anyone to Christ. What is the matter with you? I'll tell you. Now, when I'm through with you, oh boy, Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me. Hallelujah. When I face anything, I rejoice. I rejoice. Thank you, Lord. I've collided with several authorities before. See, you can't do things like this and not collide with authorities. It's not possible. You will collide with them. Because they are of a different species. I never cry like, oh God, what am I going to do? Makes no difference to me. I step aside and I say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. He said, ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. He didn't say, ye shall overcome. He said, you have overcome them because greater is he that is in you. You have already overcome them. I'm not trying to overcome. I'm not hoping to overcome. Somebody said, oh God, I'm praying for a breakthrough. What do you mean you're praying for a breakthrough? Breakthrough what? What do you want to break through? Breakthrough what? Breakthrough what? Jesus broke through for you 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kumba, Loveld Auditorium, behind Regal Hotel, Bew Road, Kumba. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays for Bible study, 5:30 p.m., and Fridays for prayer meetings, 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 6830-12364 or 6506-694-80 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.